Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast here on Monday, April 22nd, 2024. Thank you to everyone for downloading this and supporting me, and thanks to quantumhypno.co.uk for supporting me. Link below to their site. Do check it out. And, well, my friend, the wheels are coming off the old electric vehicle global scam amongst private buyers. So get this one. According to most recent figures, which for January 24 compared to January 2023, the sales of electric vehicles are down by 25%. What? But they're supposed to be going up. No, they're down. And in fact, that explains then another story which I've picked up, and that is that Tesla, Elon Musk, I saw, has cut the price of his cars around the world as a consequence of declining sales. Global vehicles sales have been falling now for a little while. They're pretending it's just been today. It's been happening for a little while. But Tesla have really cut the prices off their vehicles, but probably not enough. I mean, for example, let's see what we're being told here. The Model X, which is the top of the range one, is almost $78,000. It's been cut to $73,000. Well, that's not going to do it. And you know, the software which Tesla provides has been cut from $12,000 to $8,000. So there's lots of cuts all around the world, but that's because global vehicle deliveries have fallen for the first time in nearly 4 years. So yes, the wheels are really coming off this one. And we've been talking about this here for ages, because we know that fundamentally the whole concept of electric vehicles is profoundly flawed, it's profoundly anti-environmental, and it just doesn't work for most drivers. There will be some people who think that EVs are good as long as they don't mind the child labor and getting the minerals and the raw materials for the batteries and all of that. As long as you're okay with not caring about that side of things and about the bloody big holes they dig in the earth to get these things, as long as you don't care about that, but you really care about the environment in every other way, then maybe they do you some good. I don't know. But then there's other aspects to it. You know, there's, for example, the fact that there is no infrastructure for electric vehicles that is in any way practical for the majority of people. So it's good to see that private buyers are voting with their wallets and not going near these things. I think that's really a good news story. Of course, the corporate companies, the people in the fleets and whatnot, they're still buying these because the government has used tax incentives to encourage them to do that. So that's the, if it wasn't for that, this market would completely collapse. But it has a big influence for, you know, car dealers as well. Their sales are back. If your sales are back by about 25%, you've got an issue. You've got a big issue, particularly when the government is telling you by 2035, all your sales are going to be in this category. How can that be? And you can see how this is going to go. Yeah, but then it was never designed to go, really. And this is the other key insight here. The electric vehicle scam, it's not about scamming us to get into vehicles we don't want. Well, it's not just about that. It's about the fact that they don't want us driving at all. That's what it's about. EVs are just an umbrella. You know, they can't just turn around to us and say, listen, by 2035, we're taking away your cars. They can't do that because it'd be a revolution. They know that. But they can say, oh, no, we've got to get into EVs. It's clean, it's green, it's safe, super fab technology. As I say, as long as you don't mind everything that's involved in the production of these things, which is completely anti-environmental, catastrophic, in fact, for certain environments in certain countries. But as I say, the greenies don't talk about these things because they're moral degenerates. They don't really want to know about certain things as long as they can sit in their little Teslas and, you know, rally around town and you know, hopefully get themselves some subsidized electricity, because our grid sure as hell won't be able to compete with it. So EVs at this point in the game anyway are not a sustainable form of transport. People, the technology in some of the individual cars is okay. But then again, I was speaking to the guy the other week, And he was telling me that, he's driving an EV, but he was saying to me that, and he gets whatever the mileage was, I can't remember. But what he has to be careful is that if he puts the heated seats on or the heated steering wheel on or the AC on, any of those things, that dramatically reduces what he gets from the miles per charge or whatever. And the range is then dramatically reduced. And of course, it's even more dramatically reduced during winter, especially if it's a cold winter. So I don't see on any level how EVs is a sustainable, practical model for car manufacturing. And with people walking away in their droves from EVs and the secondhand value of EVs through the floor, I think it's just going to be basically a car crash.